The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
I always think this is kind of a day of rejoicing. It's Friday. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Friday, April 28th, 2023, Friday of the third week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the optional memorial of St. Peter Chanel. Born in France in 1803, he wanted to be a missionary, so after ordination, he joined the Society of Mary, the Marists, at the age of 28. He taught in seminary for 5 years, and then, as superior of 7 Marists, he traveled to Western Oceania. Now, the bishop accompanying the missionaries left Peter and a brother on Futuna, an island northeast of Fiji. He promised to return in 6 months. He was gone for 5 years. Peter learned the new language. He maintained a serene and gentle spirit, plus endless patience and courage. When the chieftain's son asked to be baptized, persecution by the chieftain reached a climax and Father Chanel was clubbed to death. But within 2 years after his death, the whole island became Catholic and has remained so. St. Peter Chanel died in 1841. St. Peter Chanel, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid, so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray for the spread of peace and nonviolence by decreasing the use of weapons by states and citizens. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Jesus Christ, you are my life. You are my life. Alleluia. This is the kind of the Easter prayer, and it's the prayer that comes to my heart from the gospel today, because Jesus, of what you have to teach us about the Eucharist. You say in the gospel, anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day, for my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I live in him. And this is the essence of our life, Jesus, to be with you and to be with our Heavenly Father. And our access to that is principally through the Eucharist. You give us your own life, your body, blood, soul, and divinity, in order that we might be one in you, in order that we might truly know the way to the Heavenly Father. And so every time, Jesus, that we prepare our hearts to receive you in Holy Communion, we receive what is essentially the secret of our life. And when we can unite our hearts to you in the way that we do in prayer around the Eucharist, then we feel a deeper sense of what our life is about. This song, Jesus Christ, You Are My Life, was the hymn for World Youth Day in Rome in the year 2000, and it's become, as a result of that kind of great jubilee year, the hymn for kind of all World Youth Days. Each one has its own hymn, but this kind of remains a kind of a great hymn because it's so simple. And it's a prayer that comes quite easily to our hearts, especially whenever we have the opportunity to come together as Catholics all around the world and to unite in our faith. And when we do come together, the thing that unites us is you, Jesus. And if you've ever had that wonderful experience of World Youth Day or kind of a huge celebration of faith, even though you get people gathered from all over the world and from lots of different cultures and contexts, what unites us is that one common sense of faith. And there is nothing that beats that experience. Because Jesus, you are our life. And whenever we have this common experience of coming together because you have called us together, because we are one in you and one with one another, then we really feel alive. And that's what gives us that overwhelming sense of joy and hope. And that's what we feel, or we can feel, at least in any case, whenever we receive you in Holy Communion. We receive the gift of life, eternal life, but also the gift of how I'm going to live today. I would say some of the most difficult moments of my life have been alleviated because of the Eucharist. And I'm sure I'm not alone in thinking that. And when I do think that, Jesus, my heart has to be moved to thanksgiving, to know that you were really truly with me whenever I was at my lowest, with me whenever I was at my weakest, with me whenever I really needed you. You gave your life for us in order that we can live in, through, and with you. There's a wonderful witness to the Eucharist and to the Christian faith in the life of the Venerable Cardinal Van Thuan, who was a Vietnamese cardinal who was imprisoned for 13 years by a communist regime. And 9 of those years he spent in solitary confinement. And one of the consolations that he had throughout that entire time of imprisonment was his faith, and specifically in his celebration of the Eucharist. And you can read about how he celebrated the Eucharist very movingly in his diary. He speaks of just using the palm of his hand as a chalice and a paten, that he would put one tiny little crumb of bread and one little drop of water and wine. And that was how he celebrated Mass. But this gift of the Eucharist sustained him. And he said that throughout this time that he spent in prison, he came to know all of his weaknesses, both physical and mental. And at times, he struggled to pray. I think we can all appreciate how difficult that must have been. And having this experience of being totally alone, in a sense, made his heart a little bit cold towards those of his fellow men. And he had to kind of break out of that coldness, break out of that dryness through little aspirations of faith that would draw him back to the Eucharist and draw him back to his life in Christ. And he would repeat to himself this little phrase, "I must live the testament of Christ." In other words, I must be the one who will bear witness to Jesus. Now, we can only do that, Jesus, whenever we are living in you, whenever we receive the gift of your body and blood to give us life. Then our life can become about your life. He said, Jesus left me his word, his body, his mother, his church, his priesthood, his new commandment, his mission, and the duty to make all things one. And it was in the Eucharist where he found that sense of his own life. So strip away everything that we have in our life. Strip away all of the things that we think that give us comfort or give us meaning. And what are we left with? And that's exactly the situation that Cardinal Van Thuan was left with. He had nothing of human comfort in this life. But what he did have was faith in Jesus, really and truly present in the Eucharist. And that gift of faith that sustained his life even whenever he was suffering. Jesus Christ, you are my life because you have died and rose again for me. And that's our faith that we celebrated at Easter. And so this gift of rising again that we receive as a gift of the Eucharist, since you promise us eternal life by receiving Holy Communion, by receiving your body, blood, soul, and divinity, then it unites us also to the sense of death. Unites us to the sense of our own destiny, so to speak, that our life's true purpose finds its fulfillment in you, Jesus, here in this life and eternally in the next. We receive the body of Jesus so that you will receive us into heaven. And that gift of eternal life that you promised to us in the Eucharist, therefore, unites us with all those who have gone ahead of us marked by the sign of faith. And this is another wonderful consolation of the Eucharist, that it unites us also to our loved ones who have died. We can pray the prayer of the Mass to ask God to forgive them for sins that they may have committed in their lifetime, in order that they might experience the joys and the benefits of communion in heaven. And so the prayer of the Mass, which kind of unites ourselves to the sacrifice of Jesus upon the cross, the sacrifice that takes away our sins, means that we are closer, in a sense, to our loved ones who have died than we would be if we weren't praying. And so whenever we prepare ourselves to receive Holy Communion by confessing our sins, first of all, receiving His mercy, and then receiving Him in Holy Communion, it unites us to those who are gone ahead of us towards heaven. And it helps us to unite ourselves to those who are on the way to heaven too, those holy souls in purgatory. The Lord will forgive them their sins in order that they might receive the gift of eternal life in heaven. And this also bonds us closer to one another, since it is a bond of communion. We talk about Holy Communion, but also there's communion with one another, with the whole church. Think about that common experience of the faith that we share with others. So whenever we prepare ourselves to receive Holy Communion, and we receive Jesus in purity of heart, it unites us to one another in a way that we wouldn't have without the gift of the Eucharist. And so we really truly can say, Jesus, that you are my life, because you give me not only meaning in life, but you bind me to the gift of eternal life, which unites me to my brothers and sisters in the faith. Jesus, we cannot probably ever really truly appreciate this gift of the Eucharist. But when we can have some sense that you are our life, it helps us to understand how much we need you and how much we depend upon you. Help us, Lord Jesus, that we can always receive you in Holy Communion, and that we can receive you with that spirit of humility and devotion which your most holy mother received you. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me during this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 minutes past the hour, and this is Daybreak. It's Friday, April 28th, 2023, Friday of the third week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We join the whole church in prayer now as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters He made it firm.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek Him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let Him enter, the King of glory.
The Lord is risen.
the King of glory, the Lord the mighty, the valiant, the Lord the valiant in war.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who is he? The King of glory. He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Alleluia.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Alleluia.
Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk into the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame through me. Lord of hosts, let not those who seek you be dismayed through me. God of Israel, it is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in the morning, then they make me a byword. The gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkards' songs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Alleluia.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
Alleluia.
I needed food, and they gave me gall.
I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
Alleluia.
This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your help that never fails. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me, ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for counselors. Not one could I find. For food, they gave me poison. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I needed food, and then they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and then they gave me vinegar. Alleluia.
Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia.
Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia.
As for me, in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving, a gift pleasing God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God, our Father, to show the way of salvation, you chose that the standard of the cross should go before us, and you fulfilled the ancient prophecies in Christ's Passover from death to life. Do not let us rouse your burning indignation by sin, but rather through the contemplation of his wounds. Make us burn with zeal for the honor of your church and with grateful love for you.
Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia.
Christ Jesus, you have risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Let the heavens and the earth rejoice. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud, with a rainbow about his head. His face shone like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. In his hand, he held a little scroll, which had been opened. He placed his right foot on the sea, and his left foot on the land, and then gave a loud cry like the roar of a lion. When he cried out, the seven thunders raised their voices too. I was about to start writing when the seven thunders spoke. But I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the seven thunders have spoken and do not write it down." Then the angel whom I saw standing on the sea in the land raised his right hand to heaven and took an oath by the one who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and earth and sea along with everything in them. There shall be no delay. When the time comes for the seventh angel to blow his trumpet, the mysterious plan of God, which he announced to his servants the prophets, shall be accomplished in full. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, "Go, take the open scroll from the hand of the angel standing on the sea and on the land." I went up to the angel and said to him, "Give me the little scroll." He said to me, "Here, take it and eat it. It will be sour in your stomach, but in your mouth it will taste as sweet as honey." I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. In my mouth it tasted as sweet as honey, but when I swallowed it in my stomach, it turned sour. Then
someone said to me, "You must prophesy again for many people and nations, languages and kings. The word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God.
When the trumpet sounds, God will have accomplished the mysterious plan
which he announced to his servants the prophets.
Alleluia!
Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and majesty,
which he announced to his servants the prophets. Alleluia!
From a sermon by Saint Ephrem, Deacon. Death trampled our Lord underfoot, but he in his turn treated death as a high road for his own feet. He submitted to it, enduring it willingly, because by this means he would be able to destroy death in spite of itself. Death had its own way when our Lord went out from Jerusalem carrying his cross. But when, by a loud cry from that cross, he summoned the dead from the underworld, death was powerless to prevent it. Death slew him by means of the body, which he had assumed. That same body proved to be the weapon by which he conquered death. Concealed beneath the cloak of his manhood, his Godhead engaged death in combat. But in slaying our Lord, death itself was slain. It was able to kill natural human life, but was itself killed by the life that is above the nature of man. Death could not devour our Lord unless he possessed a body. Neither could hell swallow him up unless he bore our flesh. And so he came in search of a chariot in which to ride to the underworld. This chariot was the body which he received from the Virgin. In it, he invaded death's fortress, broke open its strong room, and scattered all its treasure. At length he came upon Eve, the mother of all the living. She was that vineyard whose enclosure her own hand had enabled death to violate, so that she could taste its fruit. Thus the mother of all the living became the source of death for every living creature. But in her stead, Mary grew up, a new vine in place of the old. Christ, the new life, dwelt within her. When death, with its customary impudence, came foraging for her mortal fruit, it encountered its own destruction in the hidden life that fruit contained. All unsuspecting, it swallowed him up, and in doing so released life itself and set free a multitude of men. He who was also the carpenter's glorious son set up his cross above death's all-consuming jaws and led the human race into the dwelling place of life. Since a tree had brought about the downfall of mankind, it was upon a tree that mankind crossed over to the realm of life. Bitter was the branch that had once grafted upon that ancient tree, but sweet the young shoot that has now been grafted in, the shoot in which we are meant to recognize the Lord whom no creature can resist. We give glory to you, Lord, who raised up your cross to span the jaws of death like a bridge by which souls might pass from the region of the dead to the land of the living. We give glory to you who put on the body of a single mortal man and made it the source of life for every other mortal man. You are incontestably alive. Your murderers sowed your living body in the earth as farmers sow grain, but it sprang up and yielded an abundant harvest of men raised from the dead. Come then, my brothers and sisters, let us offer our Lord the great and all-embracing sacrifice of our love, pouring out our treasury of hymns and prayers before him who offered his cross in sacrifice to God for the enrichment of us all. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? It is sin that gives death its sting. But thanks be to God,
who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
We have the spirit of faith by which we believe that he who raised Jesus to life will also raise us up with Jesus.
But thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have come to know the grace of the Lord's resurrection may, through the love of the Spirit, ourselves rise to newness of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming right up along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Friday, April 28, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord has just told the people, I myself am the bread of life. And they have a hard time taking it in. It's from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John.
The Jews then disputed among themselves.
How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Truly, truly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not such as the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread will live forever.
This he said in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. The unity of the Church is something which really spans the entire cosmos. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The invisible unity of the Church has many visible expressions. A privileged moment of that unity takes place in the sacrament whose name is precisely Communion. In that august sacrifice, which is the same all over the world, one is the priest who offers it, one the victim, one the people also who offer it, one the God to whom it is offered, and one the result of the offering. The one bread makes us one body, though we are many in number. The same bread is shared by all. Just as yesterday that bread was a handful of separate grains of wheat, so too Catholics, in the measure of their unity with Christ, are fused into one body, even though they come from very different conditions and places. In the sacrament of the Eucharistic bread, says the Second Vatican Council, the unity of the faithful is represented and reproduced. It is the sacrament of charity which presupposes unity among the brethren. It is also a truth of faith that the same interchange of spiritual benefits exists between the faithful who make up the Church triumphant in heaven, the Church suffering in purgatory, and the Church militant on earth. We can commend ourselves to and so receive help from the saints in heaven, whether canonized or not, from the angels, from the souls who are still being purified in purgatory, and we can help them to alleviate their burden from where we are on earth, and from our brothers and sisters who, like us, are still on pilgrimage towards our ultimate homeland. When we fulfill the pious duty of praying and offering suffrages for the souls of the faithful departed, we must take particularly into account those with whom we had stronger bonds on earth, parents, brothers and sisters, friends and relations. They count on our prayers. The Holy Mass is also the best suffrage we can offer for the faithful departed. On this dogma of the communion of saints, the doctrine of indulgences is based. Through indulgences, the Church administers authoritatively the graces gained by Christ, Our Lady, and the saints. Under certain conditions, the Church makes use of these graces to make up for the punishment due our sins and also to make up for what the souls in purgatory need. This doctrine on the exchange of spiritual benefits has to be a great stimulus for us to fulfill our duties faithfully in order to be able to offer all our deeds to God and to pray devoutly, knowing that all our tasks, sicknesses, difficulties, and prayers are a considerable help to others. Nothing we do with rectitude of intention is ever lost. If we were to put that reality of our faith into practice better, our lives would be more fruitful. Here's a thought to help you in difficult moments. The more my faithfulness increases, the better will I be able to contribute to the growth of others in that virtue. How good it is to feel supported by each other. If we remind ourselves that someone is interceding for us at this moment and that someone else will be hoping for our prayer in order to overcome a bad situation or to help him make up his mind to stay closer to our Lord, then we will be inspired to practice our faith more deeply today. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 before the hour, we join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, wash away my guilt. Alleluia.
Lord, wash away my guilt. Alleluia.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face and blot out all my guilt.
A pure heart create for me, O God, but a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit.
Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you.
O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn.
In your goodness, show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in joy and strength of the Holy Spirit we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations.
Lord, wash away my guilt. Alleluia.
Christ bore our sins in his own body as he hung upon the cross. Alleluia.
Christ bore our sins in his own body as he hung upon the cross. Alleluia.
Let my eyes stream with tears day and night without rest over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound.
If I walk out into the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and the priest forage in a land they know not.
Have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? Why have you struck us a blow that cannot be healed?
We wait for peace to no avail, for a time of healing, but terror comes instead. We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness, the guilt of our fathers, that we have sinned against you.
For your name's sake, spurn us not, disgrace us not the throne of your glory. Remember your covenant with us, and break it not.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Christ bore our sins in his own body, as he hung upon the cross. Alleluia.
Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy. Alleluia. Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy. Alleluia.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
With joy and gladness we cry out to you, Lord, and ask you, open our hearts to sing your praises and announce your goodness and truth.
Let us pray. God, devoted to us as a father, you created us as a sign of your power and elected us, your people, to show your goodness. Accept the thanks your children offer, that all men may enter your courts, praising you in song.
Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The God of our fathers has raised up Jesus, whom you put to death, hanging him on a tree.
He whom God has exalted at his right hand as ruler and savior is to bring repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We testify to this. So too does the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall live in me, and I in him. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall live in me, and I in him. Alleluia. Let us pray to God the Father, who gave us new life through the risen Christ. Give us the glory of your Son. Lord our God, your mighty works have revealed your eternal plan. You created the earth, and you are faithful in every generation.
Hear us, Father of mercy.
Give us the glory of your Son. Purify our hearts with your truth and guide them in the way of holiness,
so that we may do what is pleasing in your sight.
Give us the glory of your Son. Let your face shine upon us,
that we may be freed from sin and filled with your plenty.
Give us the glory of your Son. You gave the apostles the peace of Christ.
Grant peace to your people and to the whole world.
Give us the glory of your Son. And now we offer the intentions of our own hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Give us the glory of your Son. Let us again offer our praise to God, and pray in the words of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have come to know the grace of the Lord's resurrection may, through the love of the Spirit, ourselves rise to newness of life. through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, the weekend is right around the corner. Don't stop praying. Morning Air is coming right up. Patrick Madrid a bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. You go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.